4.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Nikolov, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. It's good to be back. We've taken a little bit of a hiatus, right, Dr. Nick?
Well, it's great to be back. It's been a long break over the holidays, so nice to be on the air again.
Right? I know. It's been such a long time. How was your holiday? Vacation? What did you do with the family?
No, it was all work. Sadly enough,
it was all work.
Operated through Christmas, even the day after Christmas, Christmas through New Year's. But it was nice to get together with family over the holidays, so that was still good. And the best thing, my daughter came to see me from Spain. So she's away to school there for a year, and she came home, and that was the best holiday gift ever. So that made it special.
Yeah, of course. That's so nice. Well, I know the winter holiday is, like, the craziest time for plastic surgeons. So, like, how busy were you? Were you working all hours at night? Like, how did it look like for you?
Well, we were working every day. Even some weekends, because everybody wants to get ready for the holiday, so they have time off, and usually they have time off. So instead of being out on the beach, which is what I like to do, or go skiing, I was working. But it's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
Hopefully I beautify the beach somewhere in the world.
Did you have people fly in from all parts of the world to come see you?
Around the holidays, we still get quite a few patients from out of the country. But a lot of the people actually are people from the Beverly Hills area, Los Angeles, maybe San Francisco. They still can recover from surgery, but spend the holidays with their family. So if you think about it, it's a perfect combination. They enjoy the family time while recovering. And yeah, they're not that bad off. They can still have some eggnog and enjoy it, but they don't have to be at work, so they worry, oh, is so-and-so gonna be able to tell that I had something done? Are they going to look at me funny? So it works out well for everyone, except for me.
Yeah. Well, at least, Dr. Nick, you are not experiencing New York City weather. I mean, today was freezing cold. It was like, I don't know, 10 degrees outside this morning. So at least you're lucky enough not to experience that.
Los Angeles was pretty cold. I'm sure it kind of hit some lows and maybe occasionally a freezing point, which it sounds stupid to say, oh my God, that's really cold. But when you're not used to it, it seems freezing. And I had a chance to go to Chicago just for a day for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Chicago is that cold of a city. I was shivering half of the time. And I guarantee I was well bundled up.
Yeah.
So it's what you get used to. I've become one of these people I used to make fun of when I was on the East Coast. How can you be that cold? Well, now I know how.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Well, the good thing about the cold weather for women is that at least we don't have to shave as often. Like, that's one of the biggest things that, you know, I don't like to really tell people this, but I'm going to tell you, I don't shave a lot during the winter months, and that's just because no one can really see. I mean, I'm wearing long sleeve shirts, I'm wearing pants, you know, so it's not an everyday occurrence. But now that, you know, spring's right around the corner, I think a lot of women know, you know, once we bring out the shorts, once we bring out the bathing suits for the spring vacations, that's when we get a little bit concerned, and that's where we're like, oh, okay, maybe we have to start shaving every day. But
Jazz, I hate to jump in, but you realize that 5 o'clock shadow look that's really trendy, that's for guys.
oh,
It's for the face.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, at least I don't have that problem, so I'm pretty happy about that. I don't have any facial hair. But if I did, I would probably wear a mask. I mean, I hate shaving. I'm so lazy. I don't know what I would do. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you can shave every single day.
Well, that's why the 5 o'clock shadow look is coming in. It's trendy because people don't want to shave every day.
Yeah,
So
well, I mean, I feel
it
bad
is
for guys
hard,
that
but
are
it's a
very hairy.
habit. Plus, one's
Well,
face
you
is
know
a
what?
little smaller than legs and all kind of, and that must be,
Yeah, that's
I
what I'm
can't imagine
saying.
having to do that a few times a week.
No, it's horrible. It's not just a facial area. It's like a whole body. I mean, it depends on how hairy you are as a girl, but you know, it can be very, very annoying when you have to do that every single day, especially if you have thick hair like me, because I'm a brunette, so I have, you know, really thick hair. It's not light, it's not blonde. So that's something that I always have to tend to, because if I don't, it'll start looking crazy. It'll
Well,
start looking
there is
very,
good
very
news
crazy.
for having thick brown hair. Hair
What's
laser
the good news?
remover, the removal when you laser the hair works a lot better. If you are blonde, it's hard to get rid of that hair. Most of the
Yeah.
lasers don't work as well. However, in your case, you're in luck. You're a very good candidate to do that. And yes, it
Yes.
takes a few treatments, but it's not a lot longer than shaving. And after a few treatments, that burden is going to
So,
be lifted.
I mean, that sounds kind of scary, the laser hair removal. Laser, like what does it hurt? Does it burn? I'm scared.
You should be. No. But historically, actually, if you look at laser hair removal, it has been kind of painful. And
Really?
there's a reason why not everybody's done it and done a ton of it. Although you look around, it seems to be one of those spas, so to speak, on every corner trying to laser away hair. And the technology works and it's getting better and better. It's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but on the other hand, it's not that bad. And I was fortunate enough to get into a technology, and this is not about endorsing different products, that's not what the show is about. But a new laser that I purchased, and I've been using it for a while, and it ends up cooling very nicely. And it does large spots, so it's much faster. And it works great. But let me tell you how I bought it, which will give you an idea what I think about it. And it's sort of, I'm a true believer, if something works, go for it. But unless you've proven it, I don't care how much you say, you gotta show me. I was on
Yeah,
my
of
way
course.
to a haircut appointment, and as usually, you have these laser reps coming in, pushing one laser or another. Our laser is so great, and I have heard that so many times. You can imagine, I didn't want any part of it. So he comes in and he keeps talking about this, and it actually was someone I have dealt with, and I have a lot of their technology. So it's like, okay, I have 15 minutes. I have a haircut appointment. You know, you show me this works, I'll buy it. But you got to show me that it works and how well. So he looks at me, okay, where are you hairy? You know, like most guys, you know, we have some hair, usually on the back, but not a tremendous amount. So it's like, okay. You do my bag, but you got 15 minutes. And so he does all of this. He literally did the whole back in 15 minutes. The
Wait,
discomfort,
really?
yes, the discomfort was minimal. And if you've had hair lasered anywhere, you know that's extremely fast. Where there were thicker hairs, it hurt a little more, but nothing that it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So
I
I
can't believe
thought,
he did
okay,
your
this is
entire
easy.
back.
Yeah.
That's
And then
amazing.
it worked. So the poor guy actually
That's
had to walk
incredible.
with me to the hair appointment, but I bought the laser and I'm very happy with it. So there is
Wow.
technology that is not that painful. So
Yeah.
let's talk
All
more
right, so.
about this because certainly, like everything, not everything has to hurt.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Stay tuned as we continue this conversation on laser hair removal. You're listening to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Nikolov. We'll be right back.
This is wrecking my mind.
Hey, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Nikolov, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. So, Dr. Nick, before the break, you were telling us the story of how you had your whole back hair seriously just removed in 15 minutes. What is this laser technology?
Well, it's Dialase. The company is in mode, but the point I was truly trying to make is it's no longer, or it doesn't have to be that painful. It's pretty quick. Yes, you need more than one treatment, but it is not that bad. And to tell you, I made myself sound very brave, and I want that noted. On the other hand, I had heard stories from my wife how painful it was. And in all reality, I thought, okay, he'll zap to places. I'll say, oh, hell, this is horrible. I do not want any part of this.
Yeah.
And
Wow.
go get my hair cut. It was very much a surprise when it didn't hurt that much. So the stories I've heard have not been good. And for me, as a plastic surgeon, having a laser that does hair removal really held not very much light there. It was not something I was looking forward to getting that much, but I really found it to be very helpful. And all these people scared out there, I can assure them, yes, there's hope. You don't have to worry about too much pain.
So, do you think it's, are there areas of the body that it would hurt? Like, I figure it's like a tattoo. You know, there are areas that hurt more when you, you know, focus on that one area. Like, I heard, you know, right on the bone hurts when you get a tattoo. Are there areas on your body that would be prone to hurting more than others? Like, is your back something that could withstand such pain?
Well, I'm sure the back is one of the better areas because there are fewer nerve endings there. The bikini area tends to hurt a little bit more. Sorry, girls,
Ugh.
that's why you don't see guys
See,
getting a lot
that's
of
what I want to do.
laser in that area. But
Ugh.
being a small
Yeah.
area, and most, I've never had to truly numb anyone, use topical anesthetic to numb someone. But it is possible, and I've done it to the face a few places if someone was really sensitive. But being a small area, you can apply a topical anesthetic if it's really bad. As I said, personally, that has never been the case on the body. But if it's in the bikini area, yes, I can see how that'd be sensitive. And that's also an option.
Yeah,
But
that
see,
sucks
now
though, because I really
you
want to
can
get.
look good without shaving and go to the beach.
Well, my pain tolerance is super, what is it, low, or my pain
You
tolerance,
mean
my
you have
yeah,
no
my pain
pain
tolerance is
tolerance?
low. Exactly. I mean, I cry with any little thing. If I get my eyebrows waxed or my like upper lip hair mustache area waxed, I'm crying like a baby. So I don't know if this is for me, even though it sounds great because I hate shaving. I don't know if I can.
Well, you know, I have a friend to refer you to then.
Really? Who?
Anyone but me, if you're that sensitive.
Why? Why? Would you just tell me to suck it up? Would you be like, stop crying, you baby?
No. That, we have ways of handling that. And no, not just telling you to be quiet. There are ways to make you comfortable. But luckily enough, that has not been an issue. And it has not been a situation where we've had to quit because someone was uncomfortable. It can be handled.
All right, so we have a caller. Boat, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Boat.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Oh, I am doing fantastic now.
Great. So I had a question before. I wasn't listening to the show earlier, but I was wondering if you could tell me how long it lasts versus waxing, because I get waxes, and I actually do have a high pain tolerance, so it's not really a big deal for me pain-wise, but laser hair removal has been scary for me because waxing just seems like such an old, like, kind of ancient method of hair removal. So I was wondering what, like, the pros and cons were.
Well, you know, the Egyptians hadn't invented lasers. Otherwise, they would have used them, I'm sure of it.
I bet.
Well, there are two things. If
time.
We're talking about laser hair removal, first, you have to think of how hair grows. And hair, we see the hair shaft, and we think that of the hair, but there is the root with all the cells that make the hair. So it's not just the shaft itself. And at any time, we don't have all the hair bulbs at the bottom. They don't have a shaft coming out. Some of them in a dormant stage, which means they're taking a nap. And depending on the situation, you have about 20% of them just taking a rest, relaxing until they have to grow another hair shaft. And so you can play with it, cut it, slick it down, mousse it, whatever you want to do. So when you do any kind of laser hair removal, those are generally not hairs you're affecting. So when you laser all the hairs, think of about 20% you don't get to at all. And that's why you have to do this more than once. However, if you do several treatments, the hairs first that respond, they are more like jasmines, healthy, a little bit darker hairs in color, those will respond and they'll be gone. And that's forever. You can't get them back. However, some of them would be kind of hiding and hibernating, and you won't get to those.
That's great, because also with waxing, the hair goes back even thicker sometimes. So this is
exactly. Exactly. So hair removal, when you use laser, works very well. You have to be patient, and no, you're not going to get every single hair. It takes a few tries, and depending on how much you have, the number may vary. Depending on the laser you use, the number may vary. However, you will get rid of a huge number, and the ones that may come back, you will see them as much thinner. So, where are you going on vacation now? Now that you know you don't have to wax and you can do it well.
Everywhere.
That is the question we all have to answer.
And also in the winter, I feel like I just don't take care of my hair at all. I just don't do anything. And then I get terrified when I have to, like, go to a pool party. You know what I mean?
Well, when we come back, I'd love to talk about all the things that you don't take care of in the winter. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is Dr. Nicholas Nikolov with Jasmine Jacob. Take it.
welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Mikolov, plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Before the break, we started to speak to Boat, who was talking about how she wanted to do that, to do laser hair removal over waxing, which I think is super necessary now for women especially. I mean, I've been looking into this, Dr. Nick, and I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to overcome my fear and just do it because this looks amazing. I mean, it's only like, what, 3 to 8 sessions? And you could just get it, all your hair removed and never have to worry about it again. That's amazing.
Well, it does make life easier, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, compared to wax, well, first of all, I've never done waxing in my entire life. I'm too afraid to do waxing. I mean, I think waxing sounds more painful than this. Would you agree?
Well, I couldn't tell you because I can't tell you I've experienced both. And even my experience in hair laser removal, the personal experience is somewhat limited. On the other hand, I can tell you that it was so easy that I was surprised. And as I said, I truly expected, okay, 2 zaps, I'll say it's too much, I know this is gonna hurt, and it just confirmed what I've always thought, so I don't have any doubt, and I'll be on my way. So, sure enough, it ended up not being that bad. And even if it's a little more, a little less, there's always a way to control it. But I do think that if you're a good candidate and going to the corner shop where an esthetician is doing it, and they shouldn't be, is not the right thing. It's not the right choice. You can have problems. It's a laser. There are burns, and there are potential complications, so it is to be taken seriously. On the other hand, if done properly, it is safe. It is not a problem. It just has to be done by someone who knows what to do, how to do it, have the right settings on, and then just enjoy the ride. And it may be a bumpy one, but it's not as bumpy as you think.
I mean, I'm on Groupon right now, and I see a bunch of different deals and stuff like that for full body hair removal. And I'm worried now because you said don't let an esthetician do it.
Are you trying to set me off?
No.
You're looking at Groupon for something that's medical care?
I always do that, yeah.
Okay, now you understand the reason for my concern.
I know, I'm so cheap, though.
Well, you know, it all ends up costing a lot more when you have a problem. And keep in mind, I make a living off that. I make a living off people going to Groupon and doing different things, and then I have to fix them. So choose well.
So where should I look? How should I find, like, who should I go to, a plastic surgeon for this, or should I? Are there people?
It doesn't have to be a plastic surgeon. A lot of dermatologists do it. And usually it's not the doctor that does that, but at least he would look at you, choose the right settings. You have more recourse. They're going to Groupon to some spa that doesn't even have a physician on the premises frequently. So it's important, whatever you do, have the right people involved. Have some recourse. That is a professional there that is making the choice, and he can stand behind the work and fix anything that's a problem. If you don't have that, where are you going? Is it worth it? I'd rather you be shaving for the rest of your life than go get something done that's risky.
Yeah, that's true.
This is not the place to cut corners. And my usual line for this, and hopefully you relate to this, is just because you pay more, it doesn't mean you'll get a better job. But if you pay less, you're pretty certain that somebody's cutting corners and the risk goes up significantly.
So we have a caller, Dr. Nick. Sanjay, are you on the board?
Sanjay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Welcome
Hi,
to the
how
show.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So do you have a question for us?
About laser hair removal, right? Yeah. I've been debating on doing it for some time, and I just want to know the risks of what it really takes to get it done, and possible side effects or anything like that. I don't know anything about it, but I've been thinking about doing it, and so I just want to get a little more perspective on it.
Sanjay, you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you heard that, Dr. Nick.
I heard the question, and I'll kind of try to answer and anticipate other questions. Unfortunately, going back and forth may be a little bit harder for us to carry on a conversation because we're hearing about every other word. But thank you for taking the time to call in, and I'll do my best trying to answer it and anticipate what else you may be asking around this. And if I miss something, forgive me. I promise I tried.
Not a problem.
Just judging by the name, it sounds like you may be of Indian descent.
Yeah.
And which generally would imply to me that the skin has a little more pigment. And the number one thing I would worry about, this being laser, is how your skin will react to the pigment. Having more pigment in the skin, which again, the laser attacks the pigment in the hair, but when the skin is closer to it, you don't want to attack the skin as well. That's why you have to be a little more careful. Generally, we use a different wavelength laser, same type, but a little different wavelength, and which is a little bit safer. It may take a few more treatments for you to get the hair removed because, once again, we have to tiptoe a little bit more. And the key here is don't create any damage, don't create any harm. If you do no harm, let's see how much improvement we can get. And we can get improvement. It just, you may have to be a little more patient and take an extra treatment or two or three. However, hair can be removed and it can be done safely. One of the things in some extreme cases where there is a lot of concern, you can even do a test spot. And if you do a test spot, you see how the skin reacts. Once again, confirm there are no issues. Safety is always the most important thing. And that's why it's, in my eyes, Groupon, well, I'm not saying occasionally, there isn't even somebody good that's on Groupon. I wouldn't say that. But overall, you want to have a professional making those judgments. And when you're not real pale with dark hair and it's a slam dunk, that becomes extremely important. So if a professional looks at you, they can test, there's several lasers also that can be used for laser hair removal. So they can look at all these things and help you make a decision first if it's worth it or not. And second, if it is worth it to you, how to do it safely and let you know what it will take. But it can be done. And it can be effective. And the good thing as a guy, it may not take as many treatments because you don't have to have zero hairs. You just don't want to be hairy. Having a few fine hairs is fine. You just don't want to look hairy. And you don't want to look like the person I saw in Monaco 2 years ago getting in the pool, and there is a foot of hair around him, and everybody looks at him, and your heart goes out to him because everybody got out of the pool.
So nasty. Wait, they got out of the pool?
It's horrible. Yeah, because it looked like a bear getting in the pool. So you
Oh,
want to
poor
avoid
guy.
that. And
That's so funny.
as a man, you have those options. So yes, I would go try it, but do your homework, go to the right person. And
Okay.
you would look good for the beach this summer, I promise. But I would start
All right,
now.
well, thanks so much for
Thank
calling,
you.
Sanjay. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. Thanks for listening to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Nikolov. We'll be right back. Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Nikolov, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills here on Lifestyle Talk Radio. All right, I'm ready to go on vacation now, Dr. Nick. I think now that we started talking about all the things that we can do to prepare for my hair removal, I'm going to get my bikini fixed, I'm going to go buy my bikinis and get ready. I'm just ready for vacation. Spring break is around the corner. Are you planning anything for your vacation with the family or anything?
Oh no. They're sending
You're
me
not?
to work again. No. Although I am going away next week and I'm going to a place where there's a lot of beach. I don't know how
Where are
much
you
time
going?
I'll have to go to the beach, but I certainly hope to make it at least once or twice. So
So wait, where are you going?
I'm going to Dubai.
Oh, okay. Very
Sunny
nice.
Dubai. The
Super
weather
nice.
is nice, the beaches are good, and hopefully
So
I'll have a good time. I can't wait to get in the water and splash around.
You'll be very tan.
I'm still a
That should
kid
be
at
exciting.
heart, so getting in the water and splashing around is still my favorite thing. And you know
Me
they
too.
have
I love
Wadi
going in the
World,
water.
which is a big water park. It sounds silly for an adult to look forward to it. But
That's
yes.
funny that you're excited for that.
But I'm excited about it. I've been there and I can tell you it's a lot of fun.
Oh man, that sounds like fun. So
and you
what else
see
are
a lot
you?
of adults. I've met
Really?
CEOs of major Fortune 500 companies there. It's
Oh my God.
surprising the people you run into, and it's not just for kids. So, yes, you know my secret now.
You're a little kid. You
Well,
are a little kid. We know that.
you gotta learn
That's
to
funny,
have
though.
fun, and frankly, it's probably better said, you have to not forget how to have fun. So yeah, that's
That
my
is
big
true.
excitement.
Yeah. Oh,
Although
that's
it's a
gonna be
business
fun.
trip, I'm sure I'll sneak away at least for one afternoon here and there.
Yeah, I feel like, when you are away, do you get calls from any of your patients like, oh my God, doctor, something happened to me after surgery. Help, help. I can imagine just being a doctor is super stressful. Just on your time off, you probably get like constant emails or phone calls. So
I don't mind the
it's not really
emails.
vacation.
I don't mind the phone calls because I take my relationship with my patients very personally. And for me, it's like one-on-one. If anything, I don't want anybody else handling it. I want to make sure that I do what is necessary for them, and I'm the one doing it. The annoying part is when you go away, and you go away someplace like Dubai, 12-hour time difference, Europe, 9-hour time difference, Asia, like Hong Kong, 14-hour difference or 15. It really, all these phone calls are coming in the middle of the night. And you're just relaxed, you've had a nice dinner, you're going to bed, and you get a phone call. So that is the hardest part. The timing is totally off. But I still prefer to handle it myself. I'm the person they trusted. I'm the person that has a relationship with them. And to have somebody step in and try to handle it. I don't know why. Maybe I'm strange about that, but it feels unnatural. And I know they feel better if they talk to me, even if it's over the phone and I'm half a world away, that if somebody locally takes the call that they've never spoken to before. And so, yeah, you're right. I take a lot of phone calls. My
Yeah.
international plan likes me a lot because when I'm away, the bill goes up tremendously.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what about like for people that are planning to go away? What do you suggest people do to prepare for those great times in the Caribbean or a super awesome vacation where, yeah, they might have to show a little bit of their body and yeah, they
Well,
might have to wear the bikini. What are some good
check
tips?
under the sweater. It's winter. We all have enjoyed the holidays. So have I. You enjoy some good food, some extra eggnog, an extra glass of wine or two, probably every day for a while. That means also a few extra pounds. And that nice, comfy sweater is great. And you sit on the couch and you're nice and toasty, but it hides a lot of things. And when you go to the beach, the things that the sweater is hiding, well, you won't be wearing it on the beach. So just kind of don't let any surprises come up. Imagine what you'd be like on the beach. Maybe take a week or two to get yourself in a little better shape. Don't binge diet, that's not worth it, but get to a healthier lifestyle. Now that the holidays are over, you can afford to do that. It's a little bit easier. And plan well in advance. You're not going to get that done a week before. Take a few weeks, make sure you're in good health, make sure if you're self-conscious about hair, the hair is gone. Work out a little bit, watch your diet. And so when you go, you take full advantage of your vacation. You're not wondering what top to wear and what to cover up. That's not why you're there. And if you happen to fall a little short, guess what? So did everybody else. Nobody's perfect. So enjoy it anyway.
Yeah, and there's awesome cover-ups too for the ladies that are listening. If you do wear a bikini and you're not too comfortable, just buy a great little cover-up dress. You can walk around with it. You know, you don't have to be worried about your little pudge fatness showing a little bit. I mean, I always wear cover-ups. Anytime I'm not too comfortable with how I look on the beach, I always buy a great cover-up, and it's like, you know, you feel very free, and you could still wear your bathing suit. But you also get a little bit of coverage, so it's great.
Well, Jazz, you're a woman, you know that the better you look, probably the more self-conscious you are about some little things. At the end of the day, the goal is to have fun. If you're on vacation, have a vacation. It's not a show. You're not parading around. Just enjoy the time that you've given yourself. That's your gift.
I agree. You need to enjoy it. Have fun. Well, I had such a great talk. I'm getting laser hair removal right when I get off of this phone because
Well, this has been
I'm ready
already
for.
a rather hairy show, but
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys, to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nicholas Nikoloff, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Hey, definitely tune in next time, and we'll talk to you then.
thank you for listening.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.